Welcome to Rise with Certainty, the podcast. My name's Jessica Marie. I am your host. I'm a women's empowerment coach, spiritual business mentor, wealth coach, and manifestation queen. And we are here to bring you the conversations that will expand your mind and allow you to step into the best version of you yet. Everything you hear in this podcast is designed to expand you in ways that you haven't experienced before. This is where we do things differently. And remember, anything is possible. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I am so excited to have you here. It has been the biggest journey over the last weekend. Oh, my God. The shifts that I have had. I tell you what. The energy with the eclipse, full moon, and a lot of other things, which you'll soon find out. It's just been really powerful, and being in my circle of change makers in the industry, leaders, and successful entrepreneurial businesswomen, so many things have dropped in, and it's the reason for this podcast episode, because there are so many things that a lot of people aren't prepared for when their business starts to scale. And by that, I mean really scale. When you start to hold a bigger portfolio, a bigger standard of things coming into your world. So these women, right, and I'm sure so many others, great, they've moved past the starting stage of their business and then they're into this, okay, cool, I'm actually getting a lot of clients, I'm getting a lot of bookings, I have so much in my calendar right now and I'm full to the brim, or it's a bit unorganized, it's a bit chaotic. So the thing is that nobody loves to do. Everyone hates this part of business, and it's the most important other than being amazing and being magnetic and all those things. But behind the scenes, if you want that to be sustainable, if you want that to be buildable, you need to have organization behind the scenes. It's literally a need. There is no way to know how to reflect back on the year before if you don't have the proper systems in place to hold it. So one of the clients that I will be working with, her problem was she has so many events booked in that it's getting overwhelming for her. She's using the calendar like she has been using in the past. The thing is, though, when you start to get to a certain point of business, what worked for you in the beginning will not work for you at the end. It will not sustain the level of business that you need. So it's creating new strategies, new implementations, so that you can have a business that is scalable. And that is from 100K to like a million plus 2 million, billion, whatever it is that it gets to. These systems that you put in place allow that organization. It means you can bring people into your world, employees, contractors, and everyone's on the same page. There is no confusion around, hey, let me get my calendar out and tell you. You just get to add people in and give them the structure that they need to help you in business as well. So it's like a win, 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 win. And so many people avoid this part, right? It's so much more fun to sell and to create content and to create offers and launches. And people get so caught up in this, right? And so I'm speaking to the person that has seen success from that, right? Great. That's freaking awesome. You've made maybe $1 million in sales and you're like, okay, great. How do I reflect on this next year? Guess what? You need the organization behind the scenes. So this is actually, I got hired for, I'm not sure if it's multi-million or $1 billion company. They're a beauty brand based in Brisbane and they're global. And they hired me to create the organization behind the scenes. So this is a multi-million-dollar company, already global, already international. To get them to that next stage of business, they needed more organization behind the scenes. So they brought me in to bring that in for them, to organize all the projects and the behind the scenes aspect of the business, because they knew they had two teams working together but separately. So nobody knew what was going on. And there was such an incongruency in how the business was running behind the scenes. And so the CEO knew that and she got me in and she's like, help me. Really fast, I was working with her one-on-one and helping her build the back end of her business and helping her make sense with her all of her employees and her whole team, so that everyone was on the same page and that everyone had systems to just look at and go, okay, cool, I know exactly where we're at. okay, cool, I know exactly what the plan is from here. Because without that, without the organization behind the scenes, you're just absolutely not going to scale. I just can't see, it's literally not possible. When I see people trying to do things like in Google Calendar, I'm like, you can't do that. It's not going to work. Google Calendar is for appointments and meetings, and everything business needs to be organized properly. Okay, that's where I come in. I'm really great at this stuff. So the reason that I say this is because I've worked with the biggest brands in the whole world, right? Really closely for a long time. And I've seen the strategies that every single one of them has, and the organization, and the, what's it called? Sign-offs, like the approval step, the approval process of every single one of these brands that things go through. So it's so important, and to set yourself up for that. Like, if you want those big numbers and that big goal in business, for what purpose are you not setting it up now? And if you're already there and you don't have things set up, it's about time you do. I'm just saying, because it makes life a hell of a lot easier. A hell of a lot easier. Right. So this seems simple, right? I'm saying a lot of things. And I'm wondering if you're actually getting what I'm putting down. That, yes, the boring stuff is just as important as the fun, fluffy, eccentric, sparkly clothes, standing up on stage. If you don't have things in the back end organized and you know what's going on yourself as a business owner, things are going to decline. And you won't know that because you're just looking at what you're seeing on the top line. And that's how people get into trouble. That's how businesses go out of business, right? We're here to create sustainable long-term growth. As in year on year, you're seeing growth. And I'm not talking sales, I'm talking profit. Everything must be profitable. Everything must be profitable. Profitable. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, your bottom line. It comes down to, okay, cool, you've made 100K in sales this month. So how much did you spend this month? So if you spent 90K, you've only had a 10K month. You know what I mean? It's about creating growth on growth on growth on growth on growth so that you can scale and create more ease in your business so that you get to step away from it. Right? At the end of the day, the goal is to work less. The goal is to have the most amount of money and the least amount of time invested in the business. That's the ultimate goal, right? Working 2 hours a week, popping on for a couple meetings, and then ranking in the $1 million in the bank. That's the goal. So it's about, okay, can you actually hold that? Do you know the details? Do you have organization in your calendar? And there are different strategies to do this. It's different for every business, right? Every business needs different things. And so that's what I really love about my experience, is having worked with so many different businesses, from product-based businesses, international, global, local Australian brands, and now more recently, the service-based industry. So working with coaches in the industry, working with people that are being of service, working with mentors that have successful businesses and teams in the coaching industry. Like, there's all different levels, right? So it's not a cookie cutter approach that everyone's going to get the same thing, because your business is going to be totally different to somebody else's business. This is going to lead me into another episode, because I really want to dive deep into that, about how to separate your brand from others in the market, because there's a lot of competition all the time. And competition's actually really good if you know how to utilize it and know how to make yourself stand out amongst it. So we'll talk about on the next episode, actually. So coming back to this one, can we just pause for a second? Because I'm talking about data and organization, and it's actually really fun for me, like for me at least, right? So this is the thing, you get to make it fun. I absolutely love creating organization in other people's businesses, because it makes their life easier. The stress that I see on people's faces when they first come to me and they're like, oh, I really don't want to do this. I don't know how to do this. And then I just bippity bop de boop on the computer with them, plan out their strategy, plan out everything into literal, physical, beautiful visuals for them. It makes them so much easier for them. The feedback that I get is like, oh my gosh, this makes it fun. This is everything that I've wanted. This means that I can create more. This means that I'm so excited to do this now. So instead of focusing all of your energy into being confused about it, you get to stay in your zone of genius. You get to do what you're most effective at doing. Because the more that your energy is spread out into places where I'm going to say it doesn't belong, you're not going to get as great a results as you would should that part be taken care of, right? If the organization is great behind the scenes, you get to go sell. You get to go connect, network, do the fun things, and everything will be smooth in the back end. And you're not going to be doing those fun things with a little bit of stress in the back of your mind going, oh, where does this fit in? Does this fit in with this offer? Does it fit in with this timing? Like, it's all done. That certainty behind the scenes allows you to step into scale. It allows you to create those really big numbers and draw in all those people because you have that space in yourself. Don't you want that? It's the best. Like, it's the best when you start to get into that next level of business. And those that are there already know how great that feels. And I know you're listening to this going, I need that. I need that so much. Jess, you're nailing it on the head. And I know because I hear it a lot. I hear it a lot. And it's great that you're listening to this and you're taking the steps so that you can make it easier for yourself to scale, right? Like, I just think of all those people that have expressed this, I don't know what that word is when I'm thinking of, have spent so much of their energy trying to make what they started with work in the long run. And it's actually just going to get messier the longer that you ignore it. True fact. So the step is to take charge of yourself and realize that you got to act one step ahead. You got to act as if you do have everything that you've wanted in that business. You have to act as if you have that goal, which means asking the question, setting things up so that you can hold it all. And I don't mean energetically, I mean organizationally, right? The energetics are a separate part. That's completely separate. What I'm talking about here is business evolvement. It's allowing that space in your business to grow. Because there will be a point, if you do not do this, where it gets too messy, that you'll see sales drop while you try and fix it all and while you try and figure it out, which may take weeks or months. I don't know. Depends how long you've ignored it. That you need to create more structure in it. So if you get it done now, or if you just fix it now instead of putting it off any longer, it actually is easier. It's one of those things like your house is really messy. You're better off cleaning it when you notice that it's messy rather than waiting like a month or 2 months or 3 months because it's just going to get worse. And then you're going to need the real deal. Like then soap and water isn't going to work. You're going to need like the scraper and the scourer. So it's best to just do it while you know, right? Or if you have the idea. It's never too early or too late to do this, might I add. So if you're somebody that is just starting out, you're just starting to scale, oh my God, great. Get it in now. It will make the rest of your journey so much easier. You won't have to go through the fixing stage. So if that's you, get on it ASAP, right? If you have already an amazing income coming in from your business, you're generating constant sales, you're organizing constant events and launches, you should actually already have this, basically. You should already have the back end set up to hold it all. So great. Now you know, if you don't already. This is something, it's so funny. I actually thought everybody already did this. I thought that everyone was already doing this. And then the second that I realized that they're not, I'm like, okay, I need to talk about this. People need help. Businesses need help. People that are running businesses need help because there are so many details in terms of running a really big business that come in. And that's my area of expertise. That's my whole experience in my professional life. It's working with these really, really big companies and brands and helping them have organizations so that they continue to grow. And the numbers were great. The numbers were double-digit growth most of the time. Launches were successful, sold out. everything was great because they had the organization behind the scenes. So it's important. Okay. It's actually really important. And I'm making it sound really fun to make you want to do it, if you haven't noticed, because I want things to be easier for you. And truthfully, the amount of stress that I've seen in people that have ignored it and the effect that it's had on their company and the team in the company, it has had people leaving, resigning, people having a terrible experience with the owner of the company, right? Because then they're experiencing all of that confusion inside. Your team will experience confusion inside, and they're going to put that towards you. So it actually helps you create more of a rapport build between your team when you have this organization, because team staff love knowing what they're doing. They love knowing the plan. So for instance, one of the brands that I started with, I came in and there was nothing. I literally created everything from scratch. And my perception of them when I started maybe wasn't the best, because I was like, well, they're so successful. How can they not have these things set up? So I basically came in and did it for them all, and I left, right? I don't work there anymore. Whereas maybe if there were some organization and it was about improving it, I would be more inclined to stay, seeing the organization that the business already has. So I basically went in and helped them out so much, and then I was like, okay, see ya, bye. I'm out. And it's actually really funny, the reason that I did that. I don't think I've shared this on a podcast yet. Because the reason that I did this, that I left and stepped into this work, is because I didn't align with the plastic situation. I am so passionate about sustainability, and the beauty industry is, there's a lot of waste, more than you think, like a lot more than you think. So that was really hard for me, if I'm honest, seeing the warehouse, seeing how much goes to waste. Seeing where they get some things from, and just their non-care for doing things better. And it's also very expensive to do things better, which is what I learned. So it's not even the brand's fault in the beauty industry. It's too expensive to do things in a recyclable or organic way. Like, there just isn't the behind the scenes solutions yet in terms of packaging. Right, the organic packaging doesn't actually last as long. It's not as durable. It's not going to get the best results. So the best results is the plastic. So that was hard for me. And also the respect that happens in the workplace. I also think that it was just a push for me to get into this work, because this is where the real work is. I get to help so many more people, like thousands of people follow me on Instagram and listen to this podcast. Business owners from small to big all listen to this, and I get to help them instead of helping just one person. How cool is that? That lights me the F up, knowing that I get to help give my knowledge to all these people to help make their lives better. And so instead of just benefiting one person whose income or net worth goes up from building their business, I get to help hundreds and hundreds of little entrepreneurs, business owners, and help them scale. And that is more satisfying to me, if I'm honest. I know they're doing good in the world, or trying to do good in the world, right? And that's amazing to me. That's everything. It's why I show up online. It's why I put in this effort to record this podcast episode for you. It's actually to help inspire you to improve your systems, your strategies, your mindset, to help you get the goals that you want so that you can continue this work forever. Like, that's the goal. It's not about trying it out as a hobby. It's about making it sustainable so that you can have this for the rest of your life should you wish it. Right? You don't have to go back to things that you don't want to do because this didn't work out. It's about preventing that from happening. It's about going, okay, cool. Is this going to be sustainable for the rest of my life? And not even sustainable, is this going to keep growing? Everything's an investment, and the kind of goal that you want in life is to have everything getting more and more and more and more as you get older, so that when you're like 70, maybe 60, maybe 50, and you're like, I'm done now, you still have money coming in, enough to live comfortably, enough to have your family live comfortably wherever you want to spend it. It's about having that money to just spend wherever you want, to not worry about paying bills, to not worry about needing to find somewhere cheap to rent, about living the life that you truly want and not having to worry about the money stopping you from having it all, right? That is such an old way. And you may have that right now. And I wonder if you've got the system set up to make sure that keeps happening even when you stop working. Because that's the key, right? That's the key. Because if you need to keep working to keep generating the money and you're not building wealth outside of that, I'm sorry to tell you this, but there will be a time when it stops coming in. Because when you stop working, right? So think ahead. That's what I'm getting at right now. This has been why I've been so successful throughout my life, because I am always planning a step ahead. I've always got a savings account growing. I've always got steps taken ahead of where I am right now, so that by the time I get to that step, I'm set up. There's none of this chasing your tail or needing to fix things after they've happened. It's about creating sustainable growth for yourself. And that is so fun. Like, I wish that on everyone. So I hope that you listening to this helped it land with you, right? I really, really do. And I hope that you resonated with this. And I would love for you, if you loved this episode or if this sparked something in you, leave a comment, message me a DM about it. I love it. And don't forget to share it to your friends or to your stories. That helps support me in building this podcast, and it helps support others that may also need this message. So I really appreciate your support. I really, really do. It's so nice to have you here. If you have any questions that you want to ask, drop them in, and I get to help answer them on other podcast episodes or on my Instagram, right? It's been a pleasure. I'm going to leave that one there for today, and I'll chat with you next time. Okay, bye.